The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 23 December 2016. I want to thank Mike Rivero for sitting in for me yesterday. I had important errands I could not put off, and he was kind enough. I couldn't imagine doing 5 hours of radio. Well, he's a young man. What is he, 30? At any rate, I appreciate that very much. I want to remind people, and the reason why I'm doing this is, well, the network's never really done this before. And, you know, sometimes when things are at their worst, we've got to appreciate some of the best. So, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., 6 to, that's actually going to run, Mike, what, 3 hours and 11 minutes? It'll start at 5:48, but you got it all out there. It starts at 6. That's not... You better fix that. If it's going to start, we've got to take a look at the web, man. Take a look at the banner. It says it starts at 6 p.m. If they tune in at 6 p.m., it's going to be 8 minutes gone. So you better change that. Thank you very much. At any rate, back to, aside from the technical stuff, we're going to do the Charles Dickens. When was that book written? 1843 or something like that? And the Christmas Carol, most people, including yours truly, have never read the book. I've seen the movies. I've seen George C. Scott play Scrooge. I've seen people that I don't even remember their name because the movie was done so long ago in black and white. But I've just seen movies. I've never read the book. Well, this isn't exactly like reading the book, but this is listening to a book. And it's really rather well done. So we're gonna make the changes on that. It'll be from 6 p.m. until about 9:11, or what wouldn't it be extra special if it ended at 9:11? It would too, wouldn't it? Whoa, I never thought about that. Can't do what? What do you mean you got to start early? You know, I don't care what you do with that that hour that it runs into. We'll figure it out. All right, it's going to start at 6. Thank you very much. I'm glad I caught that. Could you imagine people going, okay, kids, come on, gather around. We're gonna simulate old-timey radio. You know, it's gonna be something that is got sound but no pictures. That's what radio used to be, remember? Still is. And I'd hate them to miss the first five minutes of that. At any rate, we'll fix it. And at the end of the program today, just as a... It's been one hell of a year. And we've never been that Christmassy around Christmas time. So, at the end of today's program, just in case you didn't do as I suggested, go up to our website and take a look at We've got three different presentations by the United States Air Force Band. And calling it a band? No, it's not a band. A band is a band. No, this is complete with strings and oboes and kettle drums and violins and all that stuff. That's not a band. That's an orchestra. And one of the best ones I've ever heard. And what I'm going to finish out the show today with is in 2014, they were at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. And that was December 3rd, 2014. And people go into the museums. Have you ever been? You know, this is the one expenditure that the government has spent money on. And I thought, geez, you know, here's something that, no, you spent the money for it. It doesn't produce anything per se except history. And people from all over the world come to Washington, D.C. And what they do is before they hit the White House for a tour or something like that, they go to the museums. And I remember about 20 years ago, I've always wanted to go to the Smithsonian Institute and see that and see all the art museums and whatever else. And I had an opportunity, and I took 2 weeks off. Didn't stay in D.C. Hell, if you tried to stay in D.C. at a hotel, you might as well mortgage your first child or get a second mortgage on your house, especially if you're going to go and stay at the Trump Dealey Bob there. But no, I stayed out of town, about 15 miles out of town, cheap hotel. I stayed for 2 weeks. It takes you that long to go through the museums, and you don't see everything at that point, but you cover it pretty well. You're not rushed. You know, the kids aren't hungry or, gosh, John, you got to go back to work Monday. I took 2 weeks, solid 2 weeks, and every day I was down at those museums. And it's cool. If you've never done it, I would suggest that you do. And you're fascinated by the stuff that you're seeing and you're reading the real history and doing this, that, and the other. And could you imagine walking through the Air and Space Museum and all of a sudden you start to hear somebody playing an oboe? You know, oh, what is that? And then pretty soon you'll hear a cello playing. And how they did this was the United States Air Force Band did this kind of in a flash mob presentation. In other words, you know, a few people would start doing something and people look around, well, what the heck's going on here? And then as they're doing various numbers, more people, and they're already in the museum, all these service people are in the museum, all the Air Force, but they've got civilian coats on, and all of a sudden that coat comes off, and pretty soon here comes a trumpet, and then there's a violin, and there's more violins, and it just keeps adding and adding and adding. Now, the reason why that's so unique, it's an experience that people have never had in their life. And if you want proof of that, watch the videos. And more importantly, watch the people's faces. I'm a great face watcher. I'll forget that. I'll just continue with this note and then get on with some news here. But people of all ages, males, females, old farts there. And I mean old farts that can't quite figure out how to use the video on their iPhone are stumbling around trying to capture this. And to see the expressions on people's faces, it is one of not it's amusement, but it's more than that. I don't quite know how to describe it. It's hard to describe feelings, but a sense of wonderment that you see on your children's faces, you know, that absolute, in that moment of unmitigated joy. I would highly suggest, folks, that you watch those. And I put this up with a header. I did this a couple days ago. Actually, I did it on the 21st. And I thought, well, okay, well, how do you put a title on this? You know, what are you going to say? Well, I had never seen these. And I've seen a lot of YouTube stuff, folks. I've watched a lot of videos. I've watched a lot of documentaries. I've read a lot of documentation, and on and on and on. But I had never, ever seen this before. And guess what my reaction was? Wonderment. The joy. So I titled it, "Did You See the Real Fake News Air of This? Too Uplifting. Millions have seen it. Did you?" I didn't. There is, in our short little lives, folks, and it doesn't really matter if you live to be 30, or you live to be 50, or you live to be 100, it's still short. We've only been around, I'm sorry, I can't adopt the Bible thing that, what, how old are we, Mike, according to some people? We're only a few thousand years old or something like that, 3,000? Yeah, well, no. We've been around for more than this planet has been around for more than 3 billion years. So what's 30 or 50 or 100 years to that 3 billion? Nothing. And we're still trying to figure it out. And we haven't quite figured it out yet. We filled in a lot of blanks, made people feel comfortable, because inquiring minds want to know.
Well, we're so insecure that, okay, well, let's patch that up with this piece of goo, and let's do that over there. Now, is everybody happy? Holy crap, where's the Tylenol? Gives me a headache.
There is so much that we don't know. But there's one thing that we do not know how to do. And that's enjoy what the short period of time we've gotten this little dirt ball in the sky and in a universe without end. We've forgotten how to live life. We have had people design matrixes and go, "Here you are. Want to be a part? Step right on in." And you live your entire life in somebody else's idea of what life should be. And it gets to be repetitive. And it gets to be boring. And it gets to be monotonous. Save for the moments that these people experienced being a part of those flash mobs. And as I said the other day, when you think flash mobs, what do you think about? Nothing good. Oh, flash mobs, bunch of kids show up to rob grocery stores or rip off drug stores. Or flash mobs to show up and go beat other people up. Or, you know, an offshoot of that, the knockout game. Yeah, let's be dumb enough to film this and put it on YouTube. Yeah, really nice, constructive, warm, fuzzy things that you want to go home and tell your kids about, right? We have forgotten how to live life. When I was a kid, I got a BB gun. Woe is to that kid that gets that BB gun. Because I'll tell you what invariably you're going to do. You're going to shoot a bird. And I was damn good at it. Remember the old box-style antennas? Probably not. They had the bow tie and then the things in the back. Huge things. Huge things. You know, I could shoot a bird off of one of those things at 75 or 100 yards. And with a BB gun, folks, you got to do the old Kentucky windage. One day, I shot a cardinal. A male cardinal. And when I walked up and looked in the bush, and there's his lifeless little body with his head flopped over, dead in a damn doornail, I never forgot that. Ever. How easy it is to take something beautiful and bring an end to it. To this day, that image in my head is as clear as the day that it happened. So here we are, coming up to the end of 2016 here, struggling just to keep the government out of our back pocket, keep them out of our lives, keep them out of our bedrooms and our bathrooms, and out of our emails, and geez, just scrambling, just hold on to some semblance of what we used to regard as being life. And I came to the conclusion, this is it. This ain't worth living. You've got the audacity to call this life? No, life to me is something that is worth living. Not just life for the sake of life. Oh, that's alive. That's life. Not when it comes to human beings. So, hang on to your seats at the end of today's program. That presentation, and mind you, because you're going to be listening to this, you're just going to be listening to the audio. The visual is what really grabs you. That's why I suggest that you go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and witness this for yourself. You're only going to hear the audio, but it is so powerful. It just reaches down in the end, just, oh. And it's hard for me anymore to feel that. It ain't dead in me yet. And I'm looking for the days in our lives that living in America is going to be lived to its fullest once again. We got to go through this crap again, folks. I'm sorry to report it, but we're going to have to. For the sake of your children, and when they get old enough to have some babies, and then their babies have babies. I don't want to live in a multicultural, no-border world where somebody else's idea of what your life should be. They've taken the Matrix and just created something totally different than what we have done here. So, just keep that in mind. I mean, I just, and I don't think I've ever talked like this on air. You don't ever remember me. This is like the old lion before he checks out, he's the most fiercest. I don't know. Hell, I may not be around next year. Hell, you may not be around next year out there. We got right now. You know, and I've told you this before, you know, somebody was being a smartass one day. Looked at me and said, well, you know so much. What's the meaning of life? I thought about that for a minute. What's the meaning of life? I'd never been asked that question. What's the meaning of life? And my response was simply this. On a clear night, to be able to walk outside and walk out my backyard and look up and see all those millions of stars and just go, wow. And the person that asked me that question looked at me as if they wanted to, you could almost read it on their face and you could see that they were almost ready to ask you, is that it? And then it started to sink in what I had just said. The ability to witness what is around us and to have a respect, almost a reverence for it. To be a part of that. Just to, for a few short lousy years, just to be a part of that. Wow. That's what's missing in our lives. That wow factor. We're too busy scrabbling and fighting and, oh God. Is the circus ever gonna quit? Well, I hope so one of these days. And that every once in a while we have to get a little owly and we have to stand up against those forces. But maybe next time we'll realize when somebody is trying to take that from us that we don't let it grow to become this cancerous morass that's eating everything. That we recognize it for what it is and to say, no. We're not going through this again. And I hope the FBI is listening to the program today because I'm going to say this will probably get me arrested. I'll probably be arrested 2 years from now, be brought up on charges. But I hope I'm around, that we get this country back, and then there's a concerted effort to go out and hunt down these globalists. I want to be a part of that hunting party. Oh, brother. That's my Christmas wish. Finish the job. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back in three, folks.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wally in New Brunswick. Hello, Wally.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I thought we lost you there for a minute. I was calling about the about that video.
Yeah.
About a week and a half ago, a friend of mine over in England, he's a big jazz buff, and a friend of his had sent him in a video of these guys doing a jazz thing. Like the American Air Force Band?
I think what you might be describing, and I've seen it, it was a tribute to World War II era music. And it was big band, and it was great.
Yeah, it was. And here's the thing, is I watched that through to the end, and at the end of the these YouTube videos, that they put up a bunch of other stuff they'd like you to see. And so I went through and I found a few more. And the very last one I hit was the one that you're playing on RBN. And it's exactly the way you describe it. You know, it's just, I was dumbfounded.
I'm glad that you called in, Wally, because it's tough to describe witnessing and watching people in wonderment. It is such a hard thing to describe because we're not used to it. We're not used to having experiences like that that just profoundly just grab you.
Exactly. And one thing that went through my mind, and I said, you know, this one, you know, that last one I saw, which is the one you got, and the thing that went through my mind, I said, I'm just wondering if there's any way I can get John to put that up in RBN. Well,
beat you to it, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did.
There, Wally, I appreciate you calling in and making a comment about that, because I thought, you know, maybe it's kind of dumb that I put that up there. Well, it's the United States Air Force, and I'm thinking to myself, geez, if they're this good, it's not a band. It literally is a Tier 1 orchestra capable of playing anything. And the range and just the musical talent that they have assembled. I'm watching this and I'm going, these are all soldiers? What if we, you know, I know that we've been good at blowing the crap out of thing and turning people into human confetti. But my God, you know, this make music, not war.
Well, this is it. Well, you know, I'm Canadian. I'm calling from Canada. It's U.S. Air Force. But John, you know, the people that are there, I mean, it's people and it's musicians.
Yep.
And music is the winner of all souls.
It transcends everything. It crosses barriers, language barriers, color barriers, this barrier, that barrier. It's universal.
Yeah.
It really is.
Exactly. This is it.
All right.
And you're talking about the flash mob. So, like, I'll give you another one. Is a couple of times I've caught, I guess, a lot of the venues, like the airports and malls and stuff, they've been putting in pianos.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is anybody walking through can sit down. And,
okay, you saw the one that had the upright that said public piano on it?
Yeah.
Exactly. I've seen it.
Yeah. Well,
beat you to it again.
There's a bunch of them around.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them around, John. We even have one here in our own, here in St. John. One of the stores has actually got one in it. Exactly like that. And some of these people are just fantastic. You know, they're just amateurs coming in and sitting down and... You wouldn't believe the music that comes out of that.
Well, and Wally, you know what I was thinking when I saw that? And there were other Christmas things that were done in malls, the flash mob type of thing, and they come out and they start singing, and everybody just stops. The one thing that occurred to me when I was watching that, while we're being told that what's going on in malls and public places, oh, you got to worry about terrorism, what if you went to a mall and song broke out?
Exactly.
You know?
And the most amazing thing, you gotta watch, you see if they're kids, like a tiny kids, they're like 2, 3, 4 years old, and they go up and they're just fascinated. And they are not, you know how adults are, you know, they sort of hold back a bit.
Sure.
These kids, they run right up and they stand right in front of the musician.
But Wally, this is what I was talking about. It touches the middle-aged and the old. They get the same looks on their faces as those young children. The sheer joy and wonderment. It's priceless. Yeah. Wally, I got a break. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
And to you, John.
All right. Keep
the RBN going.
I'm going to, well, Trump won. Hillary's not going to be assaulting us in January. Thanks again.
Well, there you go. Well, no reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That is actually, Wally, that's the one actually I have up on the website. I forgot I posted it up there. That's the actual one that they did in Union Station in Washington. And it was a Christmas thing. I'm not going to play the old thing, obviously, but yeah. And I sent this to a friend of mine because she's into dance. She's as old as I am. You should see this woman. I mean, a chick would be an appropriate... She dances like a chick, like a young woman. Just, and keeps her young. It really does. Keeps her young. At any rate, now on to some, the real world, and on to depressing news. Wouldn't it be nice, folks, if one of these days we didn't need radio programming such as this? Wouldn't that be something?
Well, it didn't take too long for somebody to do this. Faceblock. German newspaper publishes hate speech rules. You don't think this is coming to America? You had better think twice. Little is known about Facebook's behind-the-scenes content moderators, but internal documents obtained by Süddeutsche Zeitung explain the criteria the company follows. Among them is a meticulously strict guideline for images of public urination. Now, let me stop and digress here for 1 second. I'm driving down the Autobahn one day, and I'm seeing people stand alongside the roadside. You know, you see a car pulled over, you think, eh, you know, maybe they're switching drivers or maybe there's mechanical problems. No, people were peeing. That's, they just have a different approach to things. When I was over there in Germany, the women didn't shave their armpits. You walked into restrooms and they had walls, tile walls with a little gutter at the bottom. First time I walked into a German bathroom, I'm looking around for the wall urinal, and I'm going, well, at least I got toilets. Where the hell's the wall urinals? And then it dawned on me, it was the entire wall. You just walked in and peed on the wall. They're just, yeah, that was a little side note. Facebook's community guidelines stipulate that content posted may not contain direct threats, self-injury, dangerous organizations. I know what you're already thinking, and you're absolutely right. Bullying and harassment, attacks on public figures, criminal activities, sexual violence, and exploitation of regulated goods. But what constitutes graphic subject matter or bullying is not always clear. Neither is dangerous organizations. We are. I know we are. Thank God we are. The documents offer some insights into how content moderators are taught to judge a post when the content frequently falls into subjective territory. But that does not do much for the users who are banned, sometimes a result of even a joke. Now, in order to clarify this, Facebook's document contains bizarre criteria for protected groups. The website's banning of verbal attacks on protected categories sounds good at face value, does it? No. Comments attacking people for their sex, religious affiliation, country of origin, race, appearance, sexual orientation, and similar markers make them protected. Oh. Mm-hmm. The documents offer numerous examples about what is allowed and what isn't. Tall girls are just freaks is an example of an acceptable post, but refugees, more like rape refugees, would be deleted. In the documents, Facebook explains that protected category plus attack equals hate speech. Go figure that one out. In their world, 1 and 1 equals 3. Just as long as they think that, these are the people that are going to be monitoring and doing the deleting, so hey, get used to it. Welcome to 1984. A few years late, but hey, nevertheless, trumpet its arrival. Each characteristic is considered as a protected category, but conversely, there are unprotected categories that do not receive this protection. For example, back in November, comedian and Twitter personality Nick Mullen was placed on a 30-day ban after posting "Kill All White Women" in response to the Huffington Post article. Now, despite Mullen being a working comedian, the post was considered hate speech because he attacked two protected categories. However, had Mullen written "Kill All Retirees," then he might have been left off the hook. Hey, they're useless eaters anyhow. They're not paying taxes. They're just sucking out of the system, so what the hell? What qualifies as bullying on Facebook has been a subject of debate for a very long time. While the guideline does not define what bullying is, it does explain that ranking private individuals by their looks is considered bullying. I know you can't help how you're born, but it doesn't stop you from being ugly, does it? In addition, ranking private individuals on their personality is also bullying. You know, I've met some very fine people that weren't much to look at, but man, they had hearts of gold and personality and character. And you know what? You would never, ever insult them or say something bad about them. You just couldn't.
Your conscience wouldn't let you do it. But if I got some old fat, ugly woman that's being an asshat and just... I'll call her a two-ton Tessie. Hey, look, two-ton. I don't have time for this. Or, hey, thunder thighs, please excuse me. Get the hell out of my way. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that, but that's the way I am. Facebook has been very strict in the rules for handling posts that deal with bodily functions, by the way. The guideline uses a picture of a man who appears to be straining on a toilet with a caption, "Ha-ha, looks like he's having some trouble." That's considered bullying, folks. Now, I am not... That's right, you men. Think about this. You're standing out there in a public restroom, and you look like you're straining a little bit. That's because you're, it's three times its normal size, you know. Your prostate. And, you know, if somebody said to you, looks like he's having some trouble, that's hate speech. Along with pictures of a woman menstruating through their clothing with a caption, "Someone lend her a pad, please." This happened with Hillary Clinton, not the menstrual thing. She went a little poo-poo in her panties. And somebody caught a picture of her going on Air Force One with a crap stain in her dress. Or her pantsuit, or whatever the hell it was. I kid you not. I kid you not. Now, but that picture of a woman bleeding through her underwear is allowed if there's no caption on it because it doesn't qualify as bullying. Starting to get the idea of 1984 here? What's okay today, scratch, 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 will be illegal tomorrow. Now, Facebook does make some exceptions regarding public figures. However, you're not allowed to be shown in the process of urinating, defecating, vomiting, and menstruating. Thank you for that. That follows along the guidelines of taste and not hate. Facebook, be it media company or social network, is privately owned and allowed to enforce whatever rules it sees fit. This is what a lot of people are missing. With an audience of over a billion users, objectionable content is guaranteed to appear, and the content moderators have their work cut out for them. But at least they know how to handle pictures of Harry Styles vomiting in public. Now, but that's not the intention of this. It's not the intention of protecting people from bullying. You know, it made me a tougher kid, man. I got bullied. I've told the story many times. Fifth, sixth grade, out on the playground. The hell was that guy's name? God, I can still see his face. Every single day. Every single day. Well, it got so bad, I ended up in the principal's office, and the principal said, "I never told you this, but the next time he does that on the playground, just punch him." Could you imagine a principal telling a kid that nowadays? Hell, he would not only be pushed out of the public school system, they'd lock him up. There'd be lawsuits. There'd be civil actions against this guy. Now, I shouldn't be laughing at this, but I am. Because this is how ridiculous this has gotten. And it's not going to stop, folks. Any facet, anywhere, anytime, USA. It just is not. Have they come up with an official name of the melting human beings that can't face the world as it is? What? Snowflakes. I can't hear you. Snowflakes. Snowflakes. Well, that doesn't quite cover it. Snowflake? Well, yeah, a snowflake is special. They're all unique. They don't last long, and they melt away. Can we say that as liberals? Can we call them, "You're extra special, but I'm waiting till you melt away"? Well, that would be hate speech. We know human beings don't melt away. But if they could, they'd melt you away in a New York second. Huh. God, I'm not going to do this one. It was a poem, and thank you, Spike, for sending this over to me, to the tune of My Favorite Things. reigning over those we keep on short leashes, whipping a frenzy for voting and speeches, brown-colored people tied up with red strings. These are a few of my liberal things. Taking from productive people who use tools, keeping so many in their failing schools, teaching them dumb stuff to make them poor dopes. These are a few of some liberal hopes. Teaching the children there is no right or wrong, young girls aborting their babies all day long, keeping poor people living in crap holes, these are a few of some liberal goals. Making the people believe, oh, that we care, telling them only what can be fair, saying that others' plans are only schemes, these are a few of some liberal themes. When the truth hurts and our lives fail, when you find us out, you know we'll simply implode everything. That is what we're about. Chaos is what we're about. I like it. Thank you, Mr. Spike. Merry Christmas. we should be having a whole lot more fun than what we're having, but how do you kick a communist ass without them telling you, you're a hater? Well, yeah, I guess that could be considered hateful, me planting my foot up your rear end. I guess that could be considered hateful. But is there any other way to do it? What are you going to do, beg them not to be stupid? No. And if it comes to the point, tilting point in this country, folks, it might come to a day that, it's time for another American Revolution, because you know these people. You know, if a word will hurt me, what do you think an American Revolution is going to do? They're going to run out of this country at Mach 3 with their hair on fire screaming, haters, haters, haters. Well, if that's what it's going to take, this is a great piece. This is a video that was done, and let me get to the description of this. Because this was pretty, this is pretty fortuitous, just to demonstrate how people suck into this liberal stuff and what they're being taught. You know, the other Amy Horowitz actually did this. I'm sorry, Amy, and isn't Horowitz Jewish? Wow, an unliberal Jew? Tell me it ain't so. Well. Liberal elitist students in the bastion of liberal hypocrisy in UC Berkeley were asked about voter ID laws and black people. Then blacks in Harlem, New York were asked about their thoughts and what they had just heard. And boom, liberal lies and loony bin logic exposed and utterly devastated. I think you're going to enjoy this.
I'm Ami Horowitz, and I'm here in Berkeley, California, to find out if voter ID laws suppress the black vote. Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist, and they're bad. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as say they're, those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely.
Tell us how.
Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs do over the internet. Does that also would make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed.
I also think there's a repression of like black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the like African Americans.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts on what you just heard. Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody who, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has an ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so like we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of trick candy camera?
I know, right?
That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What does that say to you?
I know it's that. It's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
That's just stupidity, honestly. Everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
I had access to the internet for years.
You know how to use it properly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually
unlimited.
Unlimited data.
Mm-hmm.
So I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that say to you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant. That's what my thought process is.
I just think that's ignorant.
Ignorant.
Ignorant. That's the word I'm
hearing. Very ignorant.
Ignorant.
Very, very ignorant.
Does it sound racist for somebody to say that?
I think it is a little racist because, you know, you're putting people in a category and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of racist in it, but like I said, I think it's more stupidity and ignorance.
You're judging somebody, like, but you're judging them because they're black, saying that they don't got it.
People are they talking to? who are these people talking to?
Do you have a problem that if you go to vote and they say, can we please see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Are you
love cool? Showing my ID.
You got no problem with that?
Nope.
Would you have a problem if when you go to vote, if they say, can we please just see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Do you have an issue with that?
No.
Would you have a problem if there was a rule where you had to show your ID in order to vote?
I don't think so. No.
Would you have an issue if there was a rule saying you got to show your ID before you vote?
Nah.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
Now, you notice something about this. The black people that were polled in Harlem, they were really quite reserved. Now, and they were told that, you know, hey, this is what a bunch of white snowflakes, soon-to-be elitist snowflakes, this is what they're saying. These are your fellow liberals. And evidently, it ain't washing real well. Now, could you imagine if all people of all colors and stripes in public fool system USA were taught about the Constitution, freedom, liberty, how fast do you think the white snowflakes would melt? Pretty damn fast. And I've talked to liberals that never read the Constitution and talked about some of the precepts and concepts of freedom and liberty. What's the big thing with blacks? Oh, slavery. Well, when I explained to a black person that, well, we're all pretty much slaves now. You ever heard of the Federal Reserve? Well, yeah. Well, guess what? Wow. That means you're still a slave. Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel, Andy. This thing called the media in this country that has really stunted and debilitated a lot of people's thinking. Here's a white guy, Jewish or non-Jewish, doesn't matter. Here he is in the street of Harlem. Him and his cameraman talking to these black people. Did they sound violent to you? Did they sound ignorant to you? Did they sound like they weren't able to reason? The woman goes, who is saying this stuff?
your white snowflakes out of the University of Berkeley, California. Holy mackerel. There is hope, folks. There really is. Because once they separate themselves from that matrix that is trying to groom them for their respective roles, you know, that old house divided thing, I think you're going to start seeing some attitudes change, and rather rapidly. You're a hater. You're a misogynist. Really? So if I call you that back, then what am I? I'm a racist, or I'm a hater, or I'm a this, I'm a that. But they can say it, but it's okay. My God. How much longer must this circus continue? And I hand it to Trump. You know, he broke through that. There were more blacks this time that voted for him than Hillary Clinton. Whoa. Now, are they voting in their own best interest? Yeah. Because a lot of people live in these inner cities. And man, this ain't easy life. And it's degraded year after year after year. So Trump rolls into town and says, look, what you people need is some jobs and some education. Holy mackerel, did that hit the button? And a lot of people thought about that and went, yeah, what's the way to get out of the ghetto? Yeah. Education? Yeah. I have yet to run across the person, and I'm not kidding you. I wasn't born yesterday, but I have yet to run into a white business owner that will not hire somebody because of their color. Not once did I ever hear somebody say, well, I'm not going to hire that person, that bleep bleep. No. And just at a time, folks, where you started to, yeah, and I know it was Barack Obama, I know. But a lot of white people in this country, oh, well, I got to get rid of my black guilt. Okay, we got a black president. Okay. But did they stop to think what this guy's politics represented? Just as the politics that have created this mind prison for black populations in our inner cities, along with the people that they elect as mayors and as town council people and this and that and the other. What the hell did they ever do for them? No, they just got that old handout for those federal grants and that federal money. I haven't quite figured out a formula to do this one yet, but how in the hell to pull these communists out of university? There's got to be a criteria someplace, because these adults, and I hasten to use that term, but these adults are teaching your children how to become little snowflakes, little communists, little socialists, and, oh, the world's against you, and those people over there, they hate you. It's going to have to happen. The only question is, how do we go about doing it? By the way, the boys that made the... I'll play this in the next hour. Hollywood electors re-edited their video. You know the one where they got the grade B actors? Yes. It's talked about the Constitution and all that stuff. They re-edited it. I'll play the re-edited version right after top of the hour break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.